Track 13, an extraordinary cache of photographs finding a Hollywood-style glamour in the factories of Norwich has been rediscovered and goes on show this month.
High above the ground, a man stands on a steel girder, silhouetted against a stormy sky. A group of women focus on packing chocolates with the intensity of scientists overseeing chemical reactions. Another woman operates machinery, stitching shoe leather. A young man gazes across seven decades, his fine face lit like a film star. These are photographs of mid-century industrial Norwich. They focus on factories making steel and wire netting, food and shoes, on the products exported around the world and on thousands of skilled labourers who filled the vast buildings. Dozens of powerful black and white photos were taken by husband and wife Walter and Rita Nurnberg in the Norwich factories between 1948 and 1963. Walter and Rita toured factories around the country, including three in Norwich: Bolton and Paul with its steel construction, woodworking and wire netting production at its Riverside Works, Sweetmakers Mackintosh Cayley of Chapelfield, where the Chantry Place shopping centre now stands, and Shoemakers Edwards and Holmes of Edsel Street. Their dramatically choreographed scenes of machinery and workers are extraordinary works of art and have even been credited with boosting the image and confidence of Britain's devastated post-war manufacturing industry. Walter used a large format camera and elaborate lighting rigs, and each scene is a striking modernist work of art, owing as much to Rita's processing and printing skills as to Walter's remarkable compositions. The couple left more than 130 extraordinarily fine photographic prints of the Norwich factories, which have been stored at the Museum of Norwich in the Bridewell and Norfolk Record Office alongside County Hall, and have become a fascinating record of a vanished way of life. The pictures were first exhibited in Norwich Castle exactly 70 years ago. From Saturday, 21st October, they are on display for the first time since Walter and Rita's pioneering 1953 Camera in Industry exhibition. The new exhibition is curated by Dr. Nick Waugh of the University of East Anglia and East Anglian Film Archive, and Dr. Simon Bell of UEA. They came across the collection after being asked for advice on a photograph album held by the Museum of Norwich. They hailed the significance of the rediscovered images, saying, "East Anglia has a rich photographic heritage, but the dramatic images made by Walter and Rita Nurnberg of post-war Norwich industry are distinctive for their vivid and empathetic portrayal of Norwich factory workers. Our perception of the past is shaped by the old photographs we see. The ubiquity of anonymous sepia-toned images of yesteryear reinforces the divide we feel between then and now. With their stylized monochrome compositions, the images of the past that the Nurnbergs have left us possess the immediacy of the present, as the hands and faces of the workers they depict still feel within our reach." Walter, 1907 to 1991, was originally from Germany, moving to Britain in 1933 and serving with the British Army during the Second World War. He was already a celebrated photographer and photography teacher and writer when he and Rita, 1914 to 2001, began documenting industrial Norwich. Their 13-year project brought the aesthetic of the Bauhaus and the dramatic lighting of expressionist cinema to the machinery, production lines and workers of the factories. Stylized compositions, including huge machines casting dramatic shadows and close-up portraits of labourers which lean into the glamour of Hollywood's golden age. They will be displayed alongside objects relating to Norwich's industrial past from the castle's collections and newly digitized archive film. Norwich Works, the industrial photography of Walter and Rita Nurnberg, opens at Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery on Saturday, 21st of October, and runs until Sunday, 14th of April, 2024. The exhibition is a partnership between the Norwich Museum Service, UEA, Norwich Record Office, and the East Anglian Film Archive.